This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. Ahead, it is gold for Alberta at the Under-16 Challenge in Calgary. We'll recap the gold medal game and run down the tournament all-star team. Team WHL has been announced for the WHL leg of the Subway Super Series. We'll break that down as well. And what a night in Prince Albert as Mike Modano's number 9 was raised to the rafters at the Arthauser Center. We'll hear from Modano on the special night. And WHL graduate player Chris Collins has been named the WHL Canada West University's Graduate of the Month. And what a start for Collins in his CIS career. He'll join us as well. He is perhaps the greatest player ever to come out of the Prince Albert Raiders organization. Longtime NHLer Mike Modano was back in Prince Albert to have his number 9 jersey retired all time. He spoke with Raiders broadcaster Drew Wilson.
With the guest of honor tonight, Mike Modano, you were just saying you like the way that Leon Draisaitl plays.
I do. Just seems very patient. He's got a good vision, obviously, and just when you got size and a little reach on you, you can kind of get your little, sticks his butt out and got some position, draws a little time and space for himself, and then he makes some good passes. So he's been fun to watch.
Would he look good in a Dallas Stars uniform?
Oh yeah, we could always use some big, strong forwards. You know, that's a hard commodity to come by in the NHL. And when you're big and you're crafty and got skill and you can move around, those are good things to have.
What do you think of tonight? During the ceremony before your jersey was retired, it was like your entire hockey career flashed before your eyes on the big screen.
It is. It's really kind of hard to kind of picture it all being over. That's what I really kind of say to a lot of people. It's like I feel like I never even played. It's like, it's a part of my life that was so far long ago that it doesn't even really seem that it happened. But when you're here, it just refreshes a lot of memories and people that you still see that are still living here that were part of those Raider years when I was here. And in some sense, it just feels like it happened all in an instant, like it was over yesterday. So it goes so fast, but it's really humbling, to have no other jerseys here, retired in the history of the PA. It's really hard to put into words that they finally chose me to start. And that's quite an honor.
It got a little emotional when you were thinking about Carol Ring and the Ring family.
Yeah.
Give us an idea of what they mean to you.
Well, boy, I mean, to leave home and, when you're 15, 16, you just feel like you need something solid at home just to kind of, make life easier. And they really certainly did. I mean, Ralph and Carol were just the salt of the earth, just good people, so involved in the community, obviously with the Raiders back then. And you just find out when you come here from Detroit how small a community is, how close-knit it is, and they were a big part of it.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Former Vancouver Giant, NHLer Evander Kane.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best way to get to the NHL, and it's the best league in the world.
2-on-1, Bufflin, Kane scores! Kane left out alone, 1-0 Jets.
Edmonton Oilers goaltender and former Kamloops Blazer, Devin Dubnyk.
To get to that level of play at that age when I was 16, just to get in, not just the play, but the schedule and the mentality, the professional mentality, the coaches, the management, to get all that at such a young age and then progress through it, it was everything for my career and certainly a great experience. I'm glad I went that way.
Prince Albert Raider and first-round NHL pick of the Chicago Blackhawks, Mark McNeil.
I chose the Western Hockey League simply because I believe it's the number one development league in the world. I think that not only develops professional players, but professional people too.
The Western Hockey League. It's time.
Well, a guest we had on last week put together back-to-back hat tricks to be named the Denny's WHL and CHL Player of the Week. Branded Wheat Kings forward Jace Hauerluck picked up a hat trick in Everett in a 6-3 win and then scored three more times the next game in Lethbridge in a 6-2 victory. For Hauerluck, it was his first and second career hat tricks. The 17-year-old from Roblin, Manitoba, is playing in his second WHL season in Brandon, who selected him 32nd overall in the 2011 WHL Bantam Draft. Well, Team Alberta recaptured gold at the 2013 Western Canada Under-16 Challenge Cup. It was a 4-2 victory over Team BC in the final. Regina Pats prospect Sam Steele led the way with a goal and an assist, earning Player of the Game honors. Cole Johnson, Tyler Benson, and Skylar McKenzie also scored, while Cale Clegg chipped in with two assists for Alberta to finish the tournament with a perfect 4-0 record. Two Alberta players, two BC players, and two players from Manitoba also named to the tournament all-star team. Goaltender Ryan Kubik and forward Nolan Patrick of Team Manitoba. Defenseman Cale Clegg and forward Sam Steele of Team Alberta. And defenseman Dante Fabro and forward Tyson Jost of Team BC all selected to the all-star team. Goaltender Ryan Kubik, a Vancouver Giants prospect. Defenseman Cale Clegg, Team Alberta's captain, a branded Wee Kings top prospect, recorded 5 assists in 4 games. Defenseman Dante Fabro, a Seattle Thunderbirds prospect, picked up a goal and 4 assists for 5 points in 4 tournament games. Nolan Patrick, a first-round pick of the branded Wee Kings, led all players in tournament scoring with 5 goals and 7 assists for 12 points. Team Alberta forward Sam Steele, as mentioned, a Regina Pats prospect, finished tied for first in team scoring with a goal and 4 assists for 5 points. And Tyson Jost, an Everett Silvertips prospect, finished second on Team BC scoring with 2 goals and 5 points in 4 contests.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, radio edition.
WHL, the CHL, the Red Deer Rebels, and the Lethbridge Hurricanes have come out with a majority of the Team WHL roster for the upcoming Subway Super Series against the Russian Selects. The games will go in Red Deer November 27th and Lethbridge November 28th. Team WHL's roster, highlighted by Sam Reinhardt of the Kootenay Ice, one of the top-ranked skaters for the 2014 NHL Draft. The roster also features 7 players who were first-round NHL picks, including defenseman Josh Morrissey of the Prince Albert Raiders and Ryan Pollock of the Brandon Wheat Kings. Forwards Curtis Lazar of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Hunter Shinkaruk of the Medicine Hat Tigers, and Morgan Klimchuk of the Regina Pats. The roster also includes Edmonton Oil Kings D-man Griffin Reinhardt, who was a member of Canada's national junior team at the 2013 World Junior Championships. More players are expected to be announced to Team WHL as the 2 games approach. A former Chilliwack Bruin and Saskatoon Blades forward Chris Collins is the first Canada West WHL graduate of the month for October after an outstanding debut for the University of Calgary Dinos. Collins scored 9 times and added 5 assists in the month to help the Dinos get out to a perfect 8-0 start. We spoke about his opening month.
Yeah, I mean, I've been pretty lucky so far, and the puck's been going in for me, and our team's just been rolling, so it's good to get off on the right foot in my CIS career.
Did you ever think that this could happen? A rookie guy comes in and picks up the month and everything that goes with it?
I didn't see it going this way to start off the season, but, you know, it's pretty exciting, and I'm looking forward to see what follows.
Chris, tell me about choosing the University of Calgary. You were one of 168 players right now on a WHL scholarship in Canada West and 305 overall. Tell me about choosing Calgary. Was it the hometown factor for you?
Yeah, that definitely played into it. I mean, I'm living at home right now, and it's the first time in 4 years that I've got to live at home, so that's nice. And I mean, I got a lot of friends who go to the University of Calgary, and the team, the hockey aspect of it definitely played a part too with Mark, Mark Howell. You know, he's built a program here that their goal is always to win, and they look to never have rebuilding here. So that was also another aspect that brought me to UFC.
And I'm sure you have some WHL alumni teammates as well there in Calgary.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think 90% or higher of the team's all WHL alumni. So,
Chris, tell me about the WHL scholarship. How's it been here for you so far?
Well, right now this is my first year of the WHL scholarship program, but I mean, it's great. I mean, I see all these other people with big student loans, and just for playing hockey, my education's being paid for, and I think it's a great program, and really, you know, enforces going to post-secondary education after you're done your playing career.
Hey, Chris, great start for you there at the University of Calgary. First player of the month for graduates out of Canada West. Appreciate your time here on WHL This Week.
Thanks, John.
And that's the show. Want to say thanks to Drew Wilson in Prince Albert for his help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.